He shall show forth the discipline he hath learned. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, if you remember, on Monday I told you how important it is to be a Roman Catholic, that is, to be a member in the church which Jesus founded, that is, the Roman Catholic Church. And the area where, on the time where our today's saint, Saint Peter Canisius, lived, was very hard time for many Roman Catholics in Europe, because in the 16th century when he lived, lots of people started to think that it is not necessary to belong to the Roman Catholic Church and to be obedient to Holy Father, the Pope. And this movement, which is called Reformation, but was truly a rebellion against the Church, was very fierce in the central European country called Germany. And today's Saint, Saint Peter Canisius, is often called another apostle of Germany, because he again started to preach the true doctrine to the Christians in Europe, that they absolutely have to belong to Roman Catholic Church in order to be true Christians, that is, followers of Jesus. And when Germany was suffering from this religious rebellion, it was one of the dukes there in Bavaria who called this holy priest named Saint Peter Canisius to come and bring some other priests with him and start to preach the people the true Catholic doctrine. Saint Peter Canisius and his companions belonged to the group called the Jesuits, which had been established by Saint Ignatius of Loyola mainly for the reason of educating people in the Holy Catholic faith, and if necessary to encourage them return to the true Church. And from then on, when Saint Peter Canisius was called to become a preacher and a teacher of catechism, he spent his whole life helping people in Germany, Austria, Bohemia, and Switzerland to hold firmly in their faith in opposition to the errors and heresies of Reformation. And the fact that the Catholic faith was restored and kept in Germany is largely due to the enormous work of Saint Peter Canisius. Saint Peter Canisius combined powerful preaching with his teaching and ceaseless works of charity. He had to undergo many difficulties, though, like servants of God often has to go through. For example, in Austria, which is next to Germany, he had difficulties, and at first he preached to almost empty churches. For part it was because of his funny Rhineland German accent, which did not suit very well to his listeners. But because of St. Peter's tireless ministration and helping of the sick and dying during an outbreak of the plague, the citizens of Austria got rid of their funny prejudices and start to see that this man was truly a Christian. He helped those in need, and he preached the true doctrine which Jesus also preached. And on his many journeys in Germany, Saint Peter Canisius never ceased from preaching the word of God. He often faced lots of hostile surroundings from those who had broken away from the Catholic Church. But because his zeal and his learning were so evident to everybody, soon great crowds started to come to the whatever church he was teaching and preaching. For 7 years he was official preacher in the big cathedral of Augsburg, a town in Germany, and he is regarded in a special way as apostle of Augsburg. and whenever in that town he came across a country church which had lost its pastor, he would stay there for a while to preach and administer the sacraments. And he did all this great work in so wide area and so long time that it seemed impossible to exhaust Saint Peter Canisius. But he always said, when somebody thought that he was overworking himself, "If you have too much to do, with God's help, you will find time to do it all." When he was appointed to Prague, which is nowadays in Czech Republic, Saint Peter practically won the city back to the Catholic faith. He established a school in that city, and which was so highly regarded that even Protestants would send their sons to it. And his most lasting influence in the Catholic faith is his famous catechism. You remember, children, that as Catholics you have to know your catechism in order to receive sacraments. And Saint Peter Canisius wrote one of the greatest catechisms which has ever been presented in defense of the Catholic doctrine. And can you imagine that it went, in 100 years, it went into more than 400 editions, and it was translated into 15 languages, which at that time was a really great amount. Another form of St. Peter's apostolate was letter writing. You know, children, in those centuries, long time ago, there was no internet, there was no email or Facebook where you could get quickly connected to lots and big groups of people. Instead, St. Peter had to use other means to get the message to the people who could not arrive to hear him preaching. So he wrote many letters, and he's printed volumes of his correspondence. They cover more than 8,000 pages. And St. Peter used this means of writing letters in comforting, rebuking, and counseling all ranks of society. He wrote to popes, he wrote to emperors, he wrote to bishops and princes, but he also wrote to ordinary priests and ordinary laymen. So, children, you can learn a great deal from today's saint, Saint Peter Canisius. So keep always yourself active. Many people in the world, they want lots of money so that they could have more time for themselves, time which is often time only to waste. But you, children, you need to remember that you work for God, and there's no time to waste when you work for God. Always keep yourself busy. Don't stand idle, but be hardworking in school, be attentive and diligent in prayer, and be charitable to everyone. And in this way, you, like Saint Peter Canisius, you also will find time to do it all. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.